Okay, no more crying, I swear.
It's time for a bonus pod, bitches. Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast, where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts.
Yeah.
So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
All right, everyone. I think I have got the crying under control. It's been a week. It's not funny. There's still the moments. There's still the moments. Tonight, I was watching TV in the front room with my wife, and our female German Shepherd walked by, and we have a mirror down, and she saw herself out of the corner of her eye, and she spun around so fast to look in the mirror, and you could tell she thought it was Sarge. And then she realized it was her and walked off, but that's been heartbreaking, and a couple things. The dogs keep doing things that will make me blubber like an idiot, because I'll realize they're still like, where is he? What's going on? And they're looking for him. And it's sad. But we're getting better. I think I got through a whole day today. I don't think I've cried at all an entire day. And it's 1 week later. This has been very, very hard. But shout out to everyone. Very, very serious. Thank you so much for all the well wishes. I haven't replied to anything. Just I sent one big one out just saying thank you to everyone. And I wanted to make that clear here, too. It means a lot to me and my family that you guys have just, you know, sent well wishes and love and good wishes. So many of us have lost dogs. Everyone has been through that, and you know what it's like. And there's something different about it when they're such a part of your family that it's very, very painful, often as painful than losing a person and sometimes more painful than losing some people. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. So thank you. All right, let's get into Fat to Fit or Else. No crying today, even though if you're a fat person, I'm probably going to say some things that might make you cry, Fatty McFat Fat. And I'm looking in the mirror when I say these things so I can say them. You know why? Because I'm fat. That's why I can say it. Fat people. I'm going to just... It's not okay to be fat. It's coming from a fat person who has type 2 diabetes. I will tell you, it's not okay to be fat. And I'm going to read a story that's contrary to that. And then I'm going to want to punch people in the nuts. One more thing before I start. I don't want to be political on this show. It's not what it's about. This show is for everyone. I don't care if you're lib or you're conservative. It doesn't matter. I want you to be healthy. I want you to get fit. I want you to laugh at the fat man, which is me, and I don't ever want to bring politics into it. But boy, did I watch that debate tonight, and let me tell you, when Grandpa's attack, it was frightening. It was frightening. I left that debate going, ooh, yeesh, ooh. That's how I felt. And then I felt bummed later. I was like, well, I wanted to leave there going, yeah, that was great. No, they went at it. No, I left there going, man, that was bad. That was bad. So, I don't know. Maybe you liked it. I did not like it. It was sad and depressing to me. But let's get away from politics now, and let's get back into the action. And that is some of my stories. I'm going to do Sunday. I'm feeling better. I'm coming out of my funk, and I am going to get back up in ya on Monday with a little torture. This weekend, at some point, I will squeeze in the torture device as far as with the dog collar, and then I'll do the bacon brush my teeth. Busy week at work, as always. Still been a little stressful. Security protocols are jacked up, and we're, you know, doing the best we can on the new protocols, and that's been a little stressful. And I have taken to having some carbs. I've liked it. What I did now, it's something I've never done, and I don't even know what to call this diet. So I'll go, breakfast is usually black iced tea unsweetened or coffee with fake sugar in it, and maybe like a protein bar or a protein shake instead, maybe, but not always. And then lunch has been all meat, no carbs, carnivore. And then at dinner, I'll have some carbs because I was feeling bad without the carbs. And trust me, that has everything to do with being diabetic as opposed to just being on the carnivore, I guess. Because there's people that do the carnivore for months and months and months, and literally coming in right around 2 weeks, it started just like, ugh, man, this doesn't work for it. And it was rough. So I feel much better doing some carbs. I don't know what it's called. It's not really keto. Keto is you have a little carbs and you have a lot of protein and fat and you have some vegetables and all that. I'm still eating weird. So I'm having carbs one meal a day, usually at dinner. And that's only because at dinner I have with my family and I want to be as normal as I can and not just be like, yeah, no, I'm only eating meat and eggs and cheese. And they're like, yeah, you're weird. And then I got to make stuff for them. And so I just make something and I eat it. So I have kind of my one meal that's off. And I know that's not helping me as far as no carbs because I'm putting carbs in my body, but I feel better about it. So there is that. Let's get into some fun stories. I got a story for you, my friends. And this one, it's, you're going to say, like, Stretch, you're making this crap up. It's called The Fart Walk. This lady, she writes cookbooks and calls herself the Queen of Fiber, and she makes these big meals and she cooks for her and her husband. And she says she coined the phrase the fart walk and that they eat a lot. And she said she's been doing this for 10 years, that every night her and her husband will eat a bunch of food. So she's a chef and makes cookbooks, so she makes a lot of food, and it's probably delicious. And she cranks out this high-fiber meal, and they eat. And then afterwards, they sit back for a little bit, and then they go on a walk. And when they go on a walk, they both just fart, 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 fart the whole time. And she then started calling it the fart walk, and they've been doing this forever. Well, now she did like a video on TikTok or something, and they caught on to it. Her name is Marilyn Smith, by the way. She's out of Toronto. Shout out Canada, my peoples. I love Canadians. My years on Sirius XM, man, the Canadians were cool. But now people are saying, like, this is actually a really good thing. They're saying when you're moving around, your intestinal tract is also moving around. This helps trigger gut motility or movement of your intestines, which is essential for properly breaking down your food. So have a big meal, go out and get your walk on. Your walk gets you some fart going. And your fart walk has begun, which they say accelerates digestion and can alleviate heartburn, acid reflux, and bloating. But wait, there's more to the fart walk other than just the greatest name ever that I could say 1,000 times. They say the mild movement like walking can trigger a nerve reflex that helps propel foods and gas contents through the gut. Walking also engages the abdominal muscles, creating internal pressure on the colon that helps to push intestinal gas out. Now, they say the ideal posture, if you really are going to be serious about a fart walk, that you need your hands clasped behind the back and neck and flex forward. So you clasp your hands like up on your neck and then you flex. Your neck's flex forward. This positioning decreases the amount of air you will swallow while you're walking and leads to more internal abdominal pressure, allowing for more gentle squeezing of gas from the colon. And wait, it gets better. You're like, wow, Stretch, you're really into this fart walk. Hold on, pump your brakes. Did I say I have diabetes? Type 2 it is. Well, they say that the fart walk fad guards against the development of type 2 diabetes. And this isn't just this cookbook author saying this. A new study in the journal Nutrients found that walking after eating helps stabilize blood sugar levels. Repeated spikes in blood sugar over a sustained period can lead to insulin resistance, increasing the risk for type 2 diabetes. So along with all of the other benefits of being a fart walker, just they say as little as 10 minutes. Like you don't got to go get, you know, 10 miles in. But getting your fart walk on is a wonderful thing, according to all of these doctors. And they say, do remember this. It is a fart walk, not a stink sprint. They don't want you to go fast. Just the basic motion of a subtle walk is good. If you go running, it's a totally different thing. Running is horrible. Can't say that enough. All right. They say these little things that you do on a regular basis can have a long-term health benefit. So get your fart walk on, people. Or lunch. If you're at work, power down your lunch and go out there and go for a little walk. Get your little fart walk on. Oh, man. You have to admit, you ever been at work and all of a sudden you're like, oh, my, I got to rip one. This is bad. I got a big one brewing. This thing is going to shake. barking spiders are about to come out. What am I going to do? You go outside and you act like you got to go get something out of your car. And as you're walking, you're like, it's good. It's good for you. Do it. Get your fart walk on. Fart walk, fart walk. I'm a fart walk loaded up with lots of things to do. Gonna walk and gonna fart, gonna make a poo. Yep, see that? Stole that from Dora the Explorer, just changed the words. You didn't know this. I'm the only middle-aged man in the world that knows every word to every Dora the Explorer song ever. Actually, I take that back. Every middle-aged man ever that had a young daughter during the Dora the Explorer days knows every damn song to every damn Dora the Explorer song. I used to know Barney the Dinosaur, too, when my son was little. That's how old my son is. He's a geezer. All right, let's get into this. This is another thing. This I like because so many people don't know where to start. And it's very intimidating to start a workout program or to start working out or even get your diet straight. It's not easy. And this lady developed something called the 2-2-2 plan. And she says you to drink 2 big bottles of water every day. You eat 2 servings each of fruits and vegetables. And then you take 2 walks. So maybe a walk after lunch at work and then a walk when you get home or a walk in the morning before work and a walk after work. Either way, 2 walks. They say do this for 3 weeks and your body's going to feel good. And it will. You're getting your body moving and water's really good for you. It's also, they say, good for your skin and can clear up your skin. It's not bad. And she doesn't say how many, like it doesn't have to be a gallon of water. Do you ever get on a diet where you're like, hey, I need to drink 2 gallons of water a day? That means I'm going to be, may as well have a catheter in me because I'm going to be peeing non-effing stop. Non-stop. So you drink the water. Hydration, very much a good thing in life, especially right now. We're in summer. It's getting hotter. And get your hydration on. Also helps if you've consumed alcohol the night before. Say experts generally recommend drinking 1/2 ounce to 1 ounce of water for every pound you weigh. That would be 100 ounces, about 12 and a half cups of water every day for a 200-pound person. So that'd be, for me, that'd be like 18 cups of water a day. And I drink a lot. Well, I drink a ton of, and they're like, well, it's got caffeine and it doesn't count. Flushes you out, makes you urinate more, so it doesn't really count. But I drink the hell out of black iced tea. I usually drink at least 1 liter of black iced tea every day. Matcha Java, I love that stuff, even though it's $3 an effing bottle now. Ah, boy. So the 2-2-2 method, something to do. They recommend, it's a good thing if you're getting started and you don't have any idea what to do or have a workout thing. Just walking in general is good, but 2 big bottles of water and 2 walks a day, that's solid. And then fruits and vegetables are good as always, so not mad at that. All right, I have one other story back on the Ozempic, and it is a guy who lost 45 pounds on Ozempic, and now he's depressed, and now I don't feel right. It's so weird. I got my fitness goals down, and I'm fit now, but I'm so upset. It's how people are. No one's ever happy, ever. And here's what this guy's theory is. So he lost the 45 pounds. He started taking Ozempic. What is Ozempic? Ozempic is the semaglutide diabetes drug that will get your A1C under control, and they found out the side effect of that is you're not hungry. When you're not hungry, you don't eat. When you really dope yourself with this crap, this semi-glutide, you, Wegovy and Ozempic, you just aren't hungry. So you stop eating and you lose weight and then you turn into a lollipop head. You're this little stick figure with a giant head. But that's fine. People are happy. They're losing weight. It's great. It's killing a lot of the fitness industry because so many people are on the Ozempic. Really bad when you're diabetic and all these dicks are getting it to lose weight and you need it for diabetes. But hey, I digress. Now, what they're saying, according to this guy, and I imagine this guy's kind of a bitch. I'm just going to say that as a dude, as a fat dude, as a dude that's on Ozempic and is still fat. Yeah, I could say that. This guy says he's now really depressed because when his appetite was gone, he realized how much of his eating was for comfort. It was like psychological, which is true. This week at work, I was having a stress ball of a day. I did pick up the phone and call someone and say, hey, I need an effing donut, stat. Like, I gotta have a donut. I was just stressed. That's mental comfort eating is what that is. And this guy says he would freak out before and he would eat, like, junk food to calm himself down, but he became mentally reliant on that. And then as he stopped eating pretty much anything because he's now doped up on Ozempic, he's saying he's having some mental issues, some mental health issues because he's not eating comfort food, because he's not stuffing his face to calm himself down. And he liked doing that. Most people like doing that. People like to eat, and it's fun to eat bad food. So, makes sense. So another word of warning, if you are an Ozempic trying to turn into a stick figure, you should know that you're going to have some psychological. A lot of people will say, I'm getting skinny and I thought I'd be really happy, but I'm not. There's a lot of mental to this whole Ozempic game. And I think we'll find that out as time goes on. All right, now I'm going to go in on you and I'm going to go in on me. I'm a fat guy. Here's what I love about being a fat guy. I can talk some shizniz about fat people. And the fat BS movement in society, which I am going to dump all over right now. I just saw this article, and it went into the compassionate approach to body inclusivity, the DEI of fat people. We need to recognize the diversity in body shapes and sizes. It's critical for fostering people's self-esteem and mental well-being, as well as promoting comprehensive health strategies that cater to everyone. Okay, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of fat people being on commercials. I'm sick of fat people being treated like they're beautiful supermodels. I'm sick of it. Fat is not okay. It's very unhealthy, and we shouldn't be encouraging it because you're so effing fragile that we have to dance around the fact that you're a fat ass and not a supermodel. And I'm sick of it. They say this approach to body inclusivity is often discussed in the context of the health and fitness industry and how professionals in that realm should be more inclusive and do a better job of reaching the people who may need their services. Yeah, you do need to reach their services, and here's why. Because you're a fat ass and you've got no one to blame but your own fatty McFat fat self. And I'm looking in the mirror. The man in the mirror is fat. And every time I see that man in the mirror, I don't say, damn, you're sexy as all hell. Okay, sometimes I do because I'll be like, this outfit's just banging and I'm looking really good. But most of the time I say, you're fat as F. I got to crank the diet up. I got to get back in the gym. I got to eat less. I got to work out more. I got to go hit up my doctor for more Ozempic. Everything goes through my head other than I'm so hot. I have my body type is just this. No, my body type is fat. My blood type is gravy. And that's my fault because I eat bad. I have done this to myself. It is about personal accountability, and you made yourself fat too. So stop with the body inclusivity BS. It's not okay in this industry. It's not okay in anything. You did it to yourself. Personal accountability is out the window. We all want to say, oh, I know how. I can be a real fat ass and then make everybody else tell me I'm not fat, that I'm really beautiful. I'm not saying there aren't some gorgeous fat people. You're listening to one right now. Very beautiful and fat. But that's hard to pull off. Most fat people can't pull that off. Most fat people are just fatty McFatfats. And you're like, whoa, look at that fat one. But there are those people you look at, you're like, damn, that's a hot fat person right there. Kind of rare. Not the most common thing in the world. It would be much better if you lost weight. Usually if you see a fat person, they lose weight. You're like, damn, they look great. Who's a perfect example? That girl. She's got the weird name. Funny English girl or Australian girl. Blonde. She was a big girl. She was always the funny big girl. And now she looks freaking great. And like now you can look at her and be like, wow, she looks gorgeous. Like, that's okay. And they're like, well, you were saying she wasn't gorgeous before. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying exactly that. I'm exactly saying that. I know after I work out, after I lose weight, when I get the muscle tone popping, when I look way better. So it can't be, I looked good when I was fat and now I look better. There's that. You could, I would accept that. All right, you look okay now, but you'll look a lot better if you lose some weight. Let's get real. Let's get absolutely real about the fatness that we have brought onto ourselves. One of the things I learned being in rehab for 6 years, not because I was an addict, because I worked there, and I had training as a mental health professional and as a client advocate, and I dealt with people. And one of the things I learned is personal accountability. Do you know why you're a drug addict? Sure, is it hereditary? Yes. But you know who made you a drug addict? You did. You did. We can peel back the layers of the onion in therapy and find out why you started using in the first place, or why you started self-medicating, and that's usually some trauma or something. There's a reason there, but you made the choice to do that. Somebody else might have eaten their way out of it and turned into a really fatty McFatass. That's trauma that's being addressed, and then you'll go, oh, wow, I'm eating because I'm masking this pain or this or that. Or, oh, wow, I'm drinking alcohol because I'm really trying to numb myself to my trauma of my childhood or my abandonment issues or my broken marriage, whatever it is. That's drugs and alcohol and food, and all of these are personal accountability issues that you brought upon yourself because you made bad life choices. Yes, did they become an addiction that was beyond your control? That is an illness? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But it's like getting cancer that you gave yourself. Like when you're smoking and then you end up with lung cancer and you're like, damn, how did I get lung cancer? It's like, bitch, you smoked 4 packs a day. It's like, how did I get fat? Well, bitch, you ate a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken every day. That's how you got fat. That's what happened. And there's real issues to it that you can seek through therapy or whatever. But let's not camouflage the fact that you're fat. And fat is not beautiful. Fat is not beautiful. You can be beautiful fat person, but you'd be a much more beautiful person if you weren't as fat. And let's stop this. We need to stop this. I am sick of seeing articles about positive body inclusivity BS. It is BS. And we need to stop it. They say body inclusivity challenges the societal norms and stereotypes that often equate thinner bodies with health and desirability, while larger bodies are associated with laziness or a lack of discipline. I don't know if they're started with laziness or lack of discipline. Usually larger bodies are associated with someone that eats like, for 4 people and eats bad food instead of healthy food. That doesn't make you lazy. Or it doesn't show a lack of discipline. It shows that you like crappy food and stuffing your face with it or numbing your senses with it like an addiction, just like people do with drugs and alcohol. It's how it happens. Maybe if you are really having problems sticking to it, go to therapy and say, hey, I medicate myself with food and I really need to know why. We need to get to the bottom of this and work on that. That's a great way to start. I don't know what my reason is. I know I like bad food and I like to eat it and it's wonderful. That's what I like. And I'm still gorgeous, but it's not everyone can do this, like I say. So know this, please stop these articles and please don't fool yourself. I don't think anyone's they're not doing favors to anyone who's overweight by telling them how beautiful they are and how it's just body types and your body type is fat. No. You have a thyroid condition or something? Okay. I will give you that. But you know what you eat, in all seriousness. You know what goes in your mouth. I know my fatness is from overeating or eating effing crappy food, and I take accountability for that, and I'm trying to do this show to counterbalance that. I'm trying to eat healthier, trying to give myself the challenges, trying to lose weight, and I would like to see some more accountability from everyone in the media and everyone in the workout realm, rather than trying to shame trainers into saying how fat body types are beautiful too, and they're equal, and it's just a different body type. No, it's a fat body type. It's an undesirable body type, and that's honest, and that's brutal honest, and I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to shoot you straight. So there we go. Get your mental health in line with a therapist, not from everyone lying to you. How about that? Man, I'm an a-hole, but I'm fat, so you can't hold anything I just said against me, or I'll cry fatism. I'll say, you're a fattest. You're saying that against me because I'm fat, you bastard. That's what I'll say. Look at it. See that? I got the defense already. I'm a modern-day moron. All right, I'm getting out of here. Now I'm all fired up and angry. I'm going to go take my fat ass out and not eat a brownie. Oh, look at that self-control I got right there. All right, I'll talk to you guys again on Monday. We'll have a brand new show, and we will get to some challenges that I have failed, and I will come out the other side of the mental bad week I've had with the dog and all that stuff. It has been hard, and I still stayed on the wagon with the diet, so I'm happy about that. Get a new challenge issue, too, on the next show. So I will talk to you guys then. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.